Estamos con el rabino Simón Jacobson, que es un autor bestseller del libro Hacia un tiempo con significado, pero que es también la persona que recibió al presidente electo Javier Milei en Nueva York cuando visitó la tumba del Rebbe de Lubavitch. Hi, Rabbi Simon Jacobson. It's a pleasure to have you. Thank you for joining us today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me. It's a real honor.
Me
and
dice,
I apologize. I speak only English. What should I say?
Please, don't worry. Me dice el rabino que es un honor estar con nosotros, que se disculpa porque no habla en español. Su libro sí está en español. I'm telling the audience that your book is also in Spanish, Rabbi. And first of all, I know you've been very surprised by your meeting with Milei, but let us know about the first time you've been with him. Le digo a la gente, le estoy preguntando cómo fue la primera vez que conoció a Milei.
Sure. So I first met Javier Milei, who's now president-elect of Argentina. I met him on September 10th, 2 months ago, a little more than 2 months ago in New York. He was in New York, and some of friends of his had suggested that he meet with me. He was running for president, but he was like an underdog. No one expected him to win.
Let me introduce,
and they
please.
Asked if I'd meet with him.
Let me introduce this, please. Let me introduce to the people. Me dice el rabino que él lo conoce por primera vez el 10 de septiembre cuando viaja a Javier Milei a Nueva York, mm-hmm. y algunos conocidos le hacen saber que sería bueno que él lo conociera, que en ese momento era un candidato, digamos, que estaba peleando por la presidencia, pero que estaba jugándola desde muy abajo, un underdog. Y que en ese momento él lo conoció. Now please continue, Rabbi. Thank you.
Yeah, sure. I'll pause every short while so you can translate.
Thank you.
So we met in an office in Brooklyn where I live, and I presented him with my book in Spanish. I signed the book, and I also shared with him that I worked for the Lubavitcher Rebbe, the teacher, a great master. And on Shabbat and holidays, when we could not record or take notes, I would memorize hours and hours of these talks.
Bueno, me está contando el rabino que finalmente lo conoció, le firmó su libro a Milei, y en ese momento le contó el rol que él tiene, que es un rol, algo muy extraño tal vez para nosotros, que es memorizar horas y horas de textos sagrados y también enseñar los preceptos y las enseñanzas de este gran maestro. From what I've heard, Milei was really surprised by your capacity to memorize all those texts.
Exactly. He was like amazed. His eyes lit up, you know, sparkling eyes. And he was like, so he said, you sat? He speaks English. So, slowly he said to me, you sat hours and listened to the master? He was so taken by that, very, very, he was mesmerized.
Bueno, y que quedó muy, muy sorprendido y que había chispitas en sus ojos cuando Milei escuchaba que él por horas y horas podía decir estas enseñanzas del maestro de memoria. But then I imagine, Rabbi, that you didn't expect this candidate that was so eager to meet the grave of the great Rebbe of Lubavitch was going to win. Le digo que seguramente él no imaginaba que este candidato que venía desde abajo iba a ganar. So how was the second meeting with Milei? Entonces, ¿cómo fue la segunda visita de Milei?
Yeah, well, I was more than surprised. I was shocked. But I have to say, I feel that Milei has an instinct. He's like a soulful person. He senses like a connection, you know, to a real leader, which is more than just a political leader. He's looking like a spiritual leader. Mm-hmm. And that was what I think his affinity, that was his connection.
Bueno, dice que él obviamente se sintió choqueado al saber que Milei había ganado, pero que sobre todo él sentía que descubrió en Milei que tenía como un instinto que iba más allá del de un líder político y que conectaba más con la idea de un líder espiritual. You also said, Rabbi, that you think that because of this special connection you find in Javier Milei, You think there are such something like an invisible hand playing here, like divine intervention. Le estoy diciendo que él en algún momento dijo que piensa que por esta conexión que tiene Milei con lo espiritual, está jugando una mano invisible acá, como una intervención divina. Could you explain us this?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think when it comes to leaders of countries, of course there is the politics of it, there's the campaign, but there's always a mystery, you know, like how certain people really make it. And I think in the strange times that we live in, you know, with what's going on in the Ukraine and then now in Israel and Gaza, to suddenly have a person like an outsider like him to become president, I feel very strong that there's more going on, some mysterious choreography.
Qué interesante, me dice el rabino que él siente que en este caso hay como una misteriosa coreografía más profunda que lo visible, porque son tiempos muy extraños para que un outsider gane de esta manera y se convierta en una figura tan importante, y que por eso él encuentra en Milei algo definitivamente especial, sobre todo en estos tiempos del mundo donde ocurren situaciones como la guerra de Ucrania o el ataque terrorista de Hamas a Israel. And Rabbi, you said something else. You went further because you said that leaders like Milei, but Milei especially, could help changing the world. Le estoy diciendo por qué él dijo que cree que Milei puede ayudar a cambiar el mundo.
Exactly, because today we're suffering from a bankruptcy in leadership. You know, mm-hmm. We have leaders of different countries, but nobody looks up to them as, you know, with direction and mm-hmm. guidance and inspiration. Mm-hmm. So I said this to the president, to Milei. I said, you have an opportunity to not just help solve the problems in Argentina, but to provide people with a moral and spiritual vision.
Bueno, me está diciendo algo muy interesante el rabino, y es que él cree que personas como Milei pueden ayudar en este momento porque hay una bancarrota de liderazgo en el mundo. Y hay mucha necesidad de inspirar a la gente y que él le dijo a Milei que por su personalidad, por la forma en que llegaba a la gente, tenía la chance de inspirar a gente en todo el mundo, además de resolver los problemas de Argentina. And Rabbi, how do you think this is possible, considering that Milei will be a president in a remote country of the almost the end of the world? Le digo, ¿cómo piensa que esto es posible siendo Milei el presidente de un país en un país remoto, casi en el fin del mundo, and with a lot of troubles, by the way?
Yeah. So first of all, don't underestimate. You're not that far away. Today with technology, everybody knows everything.
That's right.
Okay. So don't that's number one. Number two is this. I see from the response of the media in the United States to Milei that they are looking to him, because when a leader of a country of 47 million people speaks, everybody in the world listens, and especially if he's going to say things that other leaders are not saying, mm-hmm. I think that's going to get the attention of every country in the world.
Bueno, me dice el rabino que hoy en día nadie está lejos por la tecnología, todos estamos cerca, pero que aparte él está observando que en los Estados Unidos están todos prestando atención a lo que dice Milei. Entonces, cuando un presidente de un país de 47 millones de personas es tan escuchado, tiene en definitiva una oportunidad. And I dare to ask you, what advice Milei ask you for, if there was any. Le pregunto si Milei le pidió algún consejo.
Well, look, I'm not in politics or in economics, so I can't give him advice on how to mm-hmm. Run the country. But he would look to me like, you know, he's looking, you know, there's two ways to solve the problem. Mm-hmm. I know that there's very high level of inflation and corruption and many problems in Argentina. Mm-hmm. But you don't want to just put a Band-Aid and fix a problem. If you can lift up the spirit of your country and the people, and they feel that they have confidence, you can solve problems in far greater ways than just putting on a Band-Aid.
Bueno, me
That's one of
dice,
the things I shared with him, yeah.
me dice, bueno, yo no hago política, o sea que no sé cómo ayudarlo con la
Con su
inflación o
estrategia, claro.
con los asuntos de corrupción, pero que cuando un líder puede elevar el espíritu de su gente y generar confianza, es como poner una curita
Tal cual.
en esas heridas y tiene una chance de seguir adelante. And may I ask you, Rabbi, how was the mystical experience in the grave? Because it's a place that we don't know. We came to know about the Ohel because of this this idea of Milei of looking for blessing. Le estoy preguntando que nos cuente cómo fue el momento místico, ya
En
que
la
no
tumba,
conocíamos
¿no? Sí.
mucho de este lugar donde está la tumba del Rebbe Lubavitch y que lo conocemos por
Yeah.
Milei.
You know, it's a very intimate and private moment. When I was standing near him, near President Milei, near the grave, it was very quiet. It's like when you stand in prayer, you're like alone, and a very. It's not like it's not Hollywood. It's not fireworks. It's not. Very intimate and private. He said a prayer. I saw he said a psalm from the Book of Psalms. So it's hard to describe because it wasn't dramatic. It was more very personal. You know, it's like speaking to your mother, you know, and you cry from your heart. You don't necessarily broadcast it. So I think exactly as you said, a mystical moment is a very private, intimate moment.
And did he
Not a
cry?
secret,
Did
but
he
more
cry,
just it's
by the way?
internal.
Did he cry?
Sorry.
Did he cry?
He cried when he met me. He seems to cry every
Oh,
time he
wow.
speaks to me.
Oh.
He cried when he met with me, but
Oh.
not cry from joy, not
Oh,
pain.
yeah. Bueno, me dice primero que el momento de plegaria fue muy íntimo y muy privado, que no es un momento estilo Hollywood con fuegos artificiales, sino que es un momento en el que él se arrodilló, es como cuando uno le habla a su madre, un momento íntimo, y que acá en este caso rezó un salmo. Y también me dice que cuando se encontró con él, Milei se largó a llorar de emoción
Cuando lo
cuando lo
conoció,
vio, cuando lo
claro.
conoció. And so, Rabbi, what do you think of the enormous challenges he has on his destiny since the next 10th of December?
Well, he has enormous challenge, exactly. But I want to say to you and to the Argentinian people, you have a real, what we call in Yiddish, a mensch. He's very human. I found him to be very human and very soulful. I think if you give him the right support and the right vote of confidence, he can do big things. Because, you know, in these type of situations, it's not just about fixing something. It's about having a unity, people behind him. Because I'm sure he's going to face many political challenges by people who don't like change, who want to stay everything the same. But I think that if the Argentinian people give him that vote of confidence, you'll see great things. He's a really, I found him to be a very special, soulful person with a heart and a soul. And
Dice
that's
que
not so real, that's not so common in politics.
dice que él encontró en Milei algo que no es común en la política y que es una persona muy humana, de fuerte corazón y muy apegada a su alma, una persona
Así es.
que se expresa desde su alma. Entonces, que lo importante ahora, en este momento, más que nada, es lograr unidad para darle el apoyo que necesita en una situación como la que está. And finally, Rabbi, and I'm so honored by your presence in our broadcast, because this is a radio very, very well known in Argentina, but it's not frequent that we may speak in English. We are making an exception because we thought it would be so important to have you. So I thank you. And my last question is regarding this necessity of approaching the Judaism in Milei. Do you find this strange? How do you find this necessity of him to approach Judaism?
Yeah, I understand. I actually don't find it strange because he's not approaching Judaism as people think. He's not like, even though it's been talk about him converting and so on, he's approaching Judaism as a universal message for civilization. You know, looking to the Bible, to Abraham, a message on what is charity, what is kindness, what is a healthy society. So I think you have to remember he sees in Judaism 4,000 years of history of building a better world. And I think that's what he's speaking to him. Bueno, it's not just the Jewish, it's not just the Jewish tradition, it's more of the universal vision.
Dice que Milei no está buscando solo la tradición judía y el judaísmo, sino un acercamiento a lo universal que eso significa y a la bondad que se puede encontrar en los grandes patriarcas como Abraham o como Isaac. And finally, if you want, Rabbi, a word for the Jewish community here in Argentina, finalmente una palabra para la comunidad judía en Argentina, who is suffering a lot with all the recent events in Israel.
Sure, thank you for the opportunity. I want to say to all the Jewish people, I also say to all the people in Argentina, you know, we're seeing a lot of pain and suffering in Israel, killings, atrocities, but we also see beautiful things coming out of human beings, how they are unified, how they are volunteering, how they're showing so much love. And I say to you in Argentina, remember, with President Milei being elected, it's like a vote, a shine of, I think it's like a ray of hope, because it demonstrates what a Jew is, that Jews are here to be a blessing to the world. You know, President Milei said to me that he loves that verse where it says, those that will bless you shall be blessed, that the Jewish people are a blessing to the world. We have brought beautiful things, civilization, kindness, equality, civil rights, human rights. So I think you should be proud to be Jewish, and you should be proud to have a president like this. And I believe firmly that this president can bring a message that will help the whole world, including ending these wars once and for all, and just loving each other, even if we're different.
Voy a tratar de traducir las palabras del rabino tal cual como las dijo. Dijo que hemos visto asesinatos y atrocidades en Israel, pero también hemos visto cosas buenas surgiendo de gente capaz de ayudar al otro y de ser voluntarios para estar con el otro, y que cree que y que su mensaje es no solo para la comunidad judía, sino para todos, de también llama a los argentinos a ver un rayo de esperanza en este presidente que ha abrazado también a los judíos y en busca de valores universales como el amor, la bondad, para hacer un mundo mejor. I think I've said all your words almost, Rabbi, because it's not easy to translate simultaneously. But I'm really honored to have you. It's been my pleasure.
And I'm honored that you made an exception for English. Next time I'll try to polish up on my Spanish.
Thank you very much. I will say again your book. It's Toward a Meaningful Life. Hacia una vida con sentido, que está también en español, del rabino Simon Jacobson. Thank you very much. Baruch Hashem, Rabbi.
Thank you. God bless you. God bless Argentina. God bless all the people.
Gracias. Muchas gracias, rabino.